Yes, we are not tired. That is what the sages of Naimisharanya had to say. Vayam tu na mitrapyam. Please go on. Speaking for Sutta Goswami. So that's the spirit expected from the audience. Never tired. Oh, it's never enough. We are thirsty, we are hungry. So we'll continue with few more Gitas. You know Gits. We have three more for today. And also today is Gopasmi Maha Mahotsava Ki. So we'll also remember Gopasmi pastimes, the mood associated with Gopasthami or Krishna's cowherding pastimes. And it's not only Krishna but Krishna and Balaram. And we'll remember their cows in the context of Vrindavan. So we'll do, we have gone over how many verses?
Seven.
Good boy. So far. Varha Pidam Natavara Vapu. That was from yesterday. Remember that. That was a highlight of yesterday. And that's kind of a highlight of this, the essence of this whole Vedic Gita. Even before Gopis spoke, Shukadeva Goswami has given introduction in that verse. Introduction to the topic, the spirit, the mood of the topic. Varha Pidam Natavaravapu Karnayo Karnikaram Vibhradvasa Kanaka Kapisham Vaijayanti Chamalam Randhran Venor Adhara Sudhaya Purayan Gopa Vrindair Vrindaranyam Swapada Ramanam Pravishad Gita Kirti. The peacock feather, him described as the best of the actors, and he's wearing flower on the top of his ears. He has golden robes, Vaijayanti mala, flute in his hand, fills that with the nectar, sprinkles that all over Braj. That nectar, Swapada Ramanam, glorifies the land of Vrindavan with his footprints. He has already entered the talk of Pravishag. He is in Vrindavan. And his friends are Gita Kirtihi, chanting his glories. Venuravam Rajan Sarvabhuta Manoharam. And Shukadeva Goswami says, my dear King Parikshit, this Venuravam, that flute playing, or song of flute, that Venu Geet, Venuravam is Sarvabhuta Manoharam. Manohar, attractive to all the minds of all the living entities. Shrutva Braja Sriya Sarvaha Varnayan Kyo Hire Hire. And especially as those Brajastriyaha, the young cowherd girls, they heard the Venu Rabam, flute playing of Sri Krishna. They started talking about Krishna. They heard the flute playing of Krishna. With the ears they are hearing, with the mouth, they immediately started talking Varnayantyaha. And they also Abhire, they started embracing each other. Well, first they started embracing Krishna. This flute playing is that of Krishna. So they started embracing Krishna. Their mind or souls going to, running to wherever Krishna is. Or their flute playing, their sound is not different from Krishna, so they are just embracing Krishna in that form of that sound. That's one thing. They also, those who were around them, the other gopis, tam matva, they thought, oh, this is Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna matva, they started embracing others. Or, the three understandings, they were not that bewildered, mohanatvam. They controlled themselves. They knew that there's swasakhis around them are not Krishna, but still they went ahead and they were embracing out of joy. Then gopyaha uchihu. 13 more verses, each one spoken by a group or leader of a group of the gopis. Akshanvatam phalam idam na param vidamaha, they said. If you have eyes and you would wish to make best use of your eyes, the fruit of your eyes, perfection of your eyes, is to see that vaktram, see the face of Brajesha Sutayor, faces of two sons, Krishna and Balaram. Anu Venu Jushtam, while playing their flutes and while entering into the forest, Vayashayi along with their friends, and of course keeping their Godhanani, their wealth in the front, the cows in the front. Yairva nipitam anurakta kataksha moksham, and perfection is to see their lotus faces, which are constantly emanating the nectar and the faces with those lotus eyes are glancing also upon all those who are around. So that was the first of the songs of the flute, at verse number 7. And then verse number 8. Before we read that verse, there's a beautiful prayer by Vishwanath Chakravarti, which is at the beginning of one of his commentaries here, tikas here. Venunada Sudha Vrishtya, says Lord Sri Krishna, did Vrishti, or he showered what? Venunada Sudha. He showered the nectar of or from his flute. Ishkramayokti madhuryam. And that sound vibration of the flute reached the gopis' hearts. And then they spoke these songs. Uktim madhurim ukti yasam na paya masa krishnasta evano gatihi. So those gopis are my destination. I surrender unto those gopis, I offer my obeisances again and again unto those gopis. They are feeding me that nectar and I'm surviving. Like in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Yajnyat bhavati parjanyo parjanyat anna sambhavaha. You perform yajna and then the result of yajna is a rainfall, showers of rain. And from the rain comes the grain. And with the grain, annad bhavanti bhutani, once the grains are there, all living entities subsist on those food grains, foodstuffs. Shower of rains, there are grains and you survive, all living entities. Here there is another kind of survival, of the soul's survival. There's a shower of this sudha, venu nada sudha vrishkya, and resulting that into the gopi geet, sounds of songs of flute that is coming from gopi's mouth. And he says, paya masa, Krishna is becoming cause so that we drink that nectar emanating from lotus lips of gopis, and those gopis are our shelter. That is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And then we go to the text 8, which is there on the board also for your reference.
Find that verse there. Okay.
Chuta pravala parhastava kotvalav jamala manu prakta paridhana vichitra vesho madhe vire jatur alam pasupala goshtyam range yatha natavaro kvacha gayamano.
Quick. Found?
And the translation is, dressed in a charming variety of garments, upon which their garlands rest, this whole meditation, and decorating themselves with the peacock feathers, lotuses, lilies, newly grown mango sprouts, and clusters of flower buds, Krishna and Balaram shine forth magnificently among assembly of coward boys. They look just like the best of dancers appearing on a dramatic stage, and sometimes they sing. Purport. The gopis continue singing their ecstatic song as they remember the pastimes of Lord Krishna. Gopis wanted to go to the forest where Krishna was performing his pastimes, and while remaining concealed, peer through the leaves of the creepers and see the wonder of Krishna and Balaram dancing and singing with their boyfriends. This was their desire, but because they could not go, they sang this song in ecstatic love. So, countries. Vichitra Vesho mentioned today is also Gopastami, and this is very appropriate verse from this Vinod Geet. Krishna Balaram are being described by gopis themselves. Others also could speak about Krishna and Balaram. So many other speakers could speak, have spoken, but here this is what gopis have to say. Vichitra Vesho. Vesh means the dresses. The clothing that Krishna Balaram they are wearing is Vichitra. Quite amazing. It's a wonderful. Paridhane Neela Pitambare Tabhyam Vichitro Vesho. Sridhar Swami provides this information. That Krishna and Balaram, one is wearing Neela, the blue clothing. Who is that? Balaram. And he is known as Neelambar. And the other one is wearing Pitambar. And Pitam Ambaram. Hence, this is one of the reasons why colorful dresses they have put on. Kadachit Pashupala Goshtyam Gopala Sabhaya Madhe. Yes. That Pashupala Goshtyam, you see that word. And he says Pashupala Goshtyam, meaning Gopala Sabhayam. There are Gopalas. There is assembly of the cowherd boys, and he is in the midst of all the cowherd boys. Aho Gopalanam Punyam Iti Bhavaha. And what gopis are trying to convey is, oh, how fortunate are those cowherd boys. So they had said that those who could see Krishna with their eyes, oh, that is akshanvadam phalamidam. That is perfection of the eye, that is a fruit of the eyes. And those coward boys are right there. And they are seeing Krishna and Balaram. Oh, how fortunate they are. Meaning they are fortunate, but look at us. We are condemned. We're so unfortunate. Poor we as we are. Sanatana Goswami, he describes. Chutasya, the whole word meaning there. Chuta Pravala. Chut is mango. And the mango, just the birds, then they transform into leaves, very tender leaves of the mango. And baraha, that is peacock feather. Stavaka, there's a bunch of peacock feathers. Utpala, some kind of flower, lily. Abhya, lotuses. Malam, the garland. Anuprakta paridhana vichitra vesho. So they are wearing all these. So there are different ways, different acharyas have explained this. That one understanding is that there is a mala, a garland or is wearing, which has all this. That mala has a mango, tender leaves of the mango, tree. It has also some peacock feathers tied in that mala at different places. There's also other flowers, the lotuses in that flower, and he's wearing that garland around his neck. So that is one straightforward understanding. The other commentators, they say, or acharyas, that this chuta pravala, this mango, tender mango leaves and peacock feather, they are in a bunch, and he has them on his head in a mugut, in a turban. Normally we see peacock feather, but on this occasion there are some mango leaves also in there. You can imagine. Then utpala, one lily flower, or lily flowers are on the ears. And abja, the lotus, is in the right hand, which Lord is also twirling it. And then he has another, he has a mala, and there's no separate description. So there was also a description yesterday. Vaijayanti mala, he's also wearing a garland. Then there's a talk of this Natavar in Barha Pidam Natavaro, it was there. That Natavar description, he is again described as a Natavaro. Natavaro means two actors, that is Krishna and Balaram, Gayamano, they are singing. So one thing that we did not mention from yesterday's comments was that Karanayo Karanikara. That Lord wears, he has two ears and he has only one flower. And he is supposed to be wearing one flower on the top of two ears. So how would he do that? Any ideas? Sometimes he's wearing on one ear and same flower, then he picks up and puts on. Good idea, right? When I asked another time, the suggestion was you broke them into two pieces. It's got a destructive mentality. You would have here. That was one suggestion. But Krishna, so Dakshina in the right ear and then Bame, left ear, he puts Karanikaram. And that was, it is here. And that's putting flowers, wearing one flower, one time, sometime in one year, then after some time in another year. This has been mentioned as Yauvana Mattatam Abhivanjayitum. That his youthful, he was growing in age and he wants to have conjugal, this madhurya ras, madhurya bhav, those mellows. He wants to enjoy. He's in that spirit. And that is exhibited as he's wearing flowers, the way he's putting on the top of the ear. And that is arousing the smaravegena, that pushings, gopis are feelings, their hearts are getting stirred up. That never happened before. We had been hearing flute in the past also, but Krishna is in a different mood and he has grown in age and his thoughts are different. And that those could be seen the way he is dressing himself. Krishna chestitam tasam atishayena smaravega janakam bhavati. So that smaravega, Its intensity is, it is at the top degree, smara, vega, pushings, and they are indicated by the way Lord is dressing himself. There's also comment from the previous verse that which fits into today's description also, because Vichitra Vesha Natavara, this was part of that Varaha Pidam Natavaravapu, that slope, similar description is there. So he's a Natavar, he's wearing garlands, is Vichitra Vesha, wonderful, amazing way he has dressed himself. So normally, well, he has other ornaments even made up of gold and other pearls and mauktikas. That is always there. That is swataha. So that's nitya siddhatva. That's understood. But this day, being Sharada Prathama Dine, this is the first day of the Sharad season, and Lord is doing Vanya Vihar. He has entered the forest, and he is dressing himself, which is befitting being in the forest. His whole vesh is Vanya Vesha. That means he is all the forest flowers and leaves and flowers and all those things available in the forest. He's putting on all that. As a result, he's a Natavar and he's a Mana Mohak, he's Sarva Bhuta Manoharam, attracting all the living entities. So these additional decorations, which are all coming from what is available in the forest. So Sanatana Goswami writes, Yatha natavaro rangi virajite ityadina drishtante tayor nrityadikam. That Lord is mentioned here as a Natavar. So what does Natavar do? What the nuts or what do the actors do? They dance. So Krishna is dancing. Swachanda sukhadinscha gopanam tadrasa vesha vaidadhyadi vadyadi paratvam. That, and he is able to dance swachanda dance. He is not at home or at Nandagram. He is in the forest and he is with the cowherd boys, and there are no restrictions. He doesn't have to, mother is, hey, you have been playing, come back, stop playing. There's no one to remind him like that. The whole day is for themselves. Everybody is just of the same age group. All the boys are there. So, to their heart's content, swachanda sukha, Lord could enjoy now. So, part of that is the dancing part and vadyadi. So when there is a nut of the actors, the stage, then there's dancing, and there's a music. So vadyadi, the music playing is also part of that. And for the flute playing is being played, and some other boys are playing other instruments. And so that there's a whole festival. The whole festivity, chanting and dancing and singing, to their heart's content. Kvachya kadachit iti krida vashena alamiti vraja madhetu. So, in this verse you see the word kva, means sometimes, kadachit, sometimes, and that goes with the two ideas here. One is when Lord Krishna is dancing, and it's also mentioned Madhe, he's in the middle of the dance, all the coward boys are all around. They say, okay, now it's your turn, you dance now. And they all become the audience, and he is dancing and dancing and dancing. But while dancing, he doesn't remain in the midst of them, he becomes parts of them. He may be even going around them. So only for some time he is in the middle, in the center, and while dancing he may be just in the midst of the boys and all, or going all around the boys. So that is one idea, this kwa, referring to madhe, only for some time in the middle. Kwa also is in relationship with the gayamano, singing. Lord is singing, but he's only singing part of the time. Kwa kadachit, only some of the time he is singing, because he's dancing also. So when he gets going, dancing and dancing, you know how young devotees, when they get into a dance, sometimes they stop singing. They're only dancing. Happens in big kirtans. Kirtan is going on and on and on. Some devotees get into a mood of dancing and they stop singing. Only some of the devotees are singing. Some are only dancing. So, kvacha gayamano. For some time, he is singing. Other times, he is only dancing and not singing. Ato gopalanam tesham chakshu safalyam tadanim tatha vaktra darshanadi purva sloka abhipraya na kevalam tesha darshana matra vanamadhe vanya vichitra veshayos tayor nija mandali madhe svachandena nritya geetadi anubhavasya sukham. So this is kind of the gopis. Gopis said, oh, those coward boy, or anyone who could see the Lord, get to see him, that is the perfection of eyes. But they say, gopis say, just see, the coward boys, not only they get to see, seeing is nothing. They are not only seeing, but they are right there with Krishna, and they're seeing his, not only his face, but seeing him dancing and playing flute, and he's doing this all swachandena to his heart's content in the middle of the forest, and they're always next to him like his shadow, and they're touching and Krishna and So it's more than seeing. Just seeing him is the perfection of eyes, but these coward boys, they get to see plus much more. How fortunate are those coward boys is a conclusion. And then with that, another conclusion is, how are we unfortunate? Now this thought is there. While they describe, they are fortunate, meaning we are. Well, I wish we were there, but no, we can't be there. We are not there. We are not. Nrityadi. Okay, we covered that. Then, sometimes, Krishna and Balaram, they say, kadachit gayamane manaha. They become a little proud of this. Krishna and Balaram. Because they are natas. This is being explained how they are special. Natavaro. Others are also very beautiful, very expert dancers, singers, this, that. But these two are natavara. Natavadvaram. They are the best of the actors. And that we get to hear as Krishna and Balaram, they address all the boys, friends, says, avabhyam samo ishmasu ko gayako asti atra agatyahanta gayatu. Is anyone here of these you boys could sing as sweetly as two of us are singing? Raise your hands. Or step forward. Go ahead. Sing. Is anyone here could sing? They're challenging. Yes, we are. Our special tena prakarena. So ayam cha krida madhurim visheshaha. So this kind of talk of Krishna and Balaram even makes this whole pastime more nectarian. Adds another dimension. Krishna is known for his madhurya lila, lila madhuri. Lila madhuri and also prema madhurya. His pastimes are sweet, especially according to some acharyas. His childhood pastimes are very sweet. His dealings with his coward boy friends, those are very sweet pastimes. So even though Krishna and Balaram, they are, hey, we are the best, so the boys enjoy it there. And this is all transcendental pride, and everyone loves when Krishna makes that statement. So that is the thing of the Chitta Pravala Barhastavako Pala Abja Mala. So Mala is there, and Paridhana Vichitra Vesho, wonderful dresses. Madhe Virejaturvalam Pashupala Bhushtyam. And they are always beaming. Krishna and Balaram are beaming with their beauties. Virejatu Alam. There's no limit of their beauty. And Pashupala Goshtyam Madhe. They're always in the midst of their coward boyfriends. So I think you get the idea, and we have to make moves. Time is moving. Then we go to the next verse. Gopyaha kima achara dayam kushalam sma venur damodara adhara sudham api gopikanam bhunkte swayam yadavashishtarasam radinyo rishyat vachoshru mamuchus tarabu yatharyaha. And the translation. My dear gopis, what auspicious activities must the flute have performed to enjoy the nectar of Krishna's lips independently and leave only a taste for us gopis, for whom that nectar is actually meant. The forefathers of the flute, the bamboo trees, shed tears of pleasure. His mother, the river, on whose bank the bamboo was born, feels jubilant, and therefore her blooming lotus flowers are standing like hair on her body. This translation is quoted from Srila Prabhupada Chaitanya Charitamrita, this translation which we just read, from Prabhupada Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Lila 16:140. Purport continues, in the guise of the releasing flowing sap, the bamboo trees are actually crying tears of ecstasy upon seeing their child become an exalted devotee, flute of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Sanatana Goswami gives an alternative explanation. The trees are crying because they are unhappy at not being able to play with Krishna themselves. One may object that trees in Vrindavan should not lament for that which is impossible for them to obtain, just as a beggar certainly doesn't lament because he is forbidden to meet the king. But the trees are actually just like intelligent persons who suffer when they cannot obtain the goal of life. Thus the trees are crying because they cannot get nectar of Krishna's lips. This is a very special geet, Venu geet, song of the flute, which is we hear from the lotus lips of the gopis, because in here they are just going all out, not hiding their madhurya ras, conjugal thoughts and their relationship with Krishna. They in fact say, this is sour property. Krishna and his lips and those kind of dealings, intimate dealings, this is for us. Other verses they try to, although that is what is on their mind, but they don't say it directly. Paroksha, indirectly, in a very covered up way, or just giving some hint at such madhurya, mellow, just giving hint. But in here they're going all out. This is because of this smara veg, the stirred up feelings or intense feelings, and there's other two ways. There are the smara veg, as a result of smara veg, they feel choked up or they feel bashful, shy. And they wish to talk, but they end up not talking. That is one thing. But then the other mood also is, okay, we don't care. This is us, and whatever, whosoever has to make any comments about us or our dealings with Krishna, here they are. So, hey Gopyaha, like one group of gopis or leader of one group of gopis is addressing all other gopis. Oh gopis, is an address. Hey Gopya, I am Venu Kim Sma Punyam Acharat Kritavan. Oh, what kind of pious deeds this flute has performed. Why are they saying so? And the response is, yadasmad gopinameva bhogyam satimapi damodara sudham svayam svatantrena yathashtam bhunkte. Because Gopinam eva bhogyam. this nectar of Krishna's lotus feet, this is meant for us. But look at this flute. Swayam, he is drinking something that is meant for us. And he is just doing it freely and to his heart's content. For sure this is a result of some very special acts, punya, that they have performed. This flute has performed. Avashishta rasam kevalam avashishtam rasamatram yatha bhavati tatha. So, he's leaving just hardly anything for us. Like if there was a pot of rasagulla, then you eat all the rasagulla and leave little ras at the bottom for others, being very kind or charitable. Okay, have this for you. He has taken, gobbled up all the gullas, rasagullas, and has just whatever is remnant left over, have it. So the gopis are thinking, he is hardly leaving anything for us. All of that is meant for us, but he just leaving hardly anything behind. He's just drinking and drinking. Yato yasam radinyam payasa pushtata matratulya. Then they say, look at this yasam radinyam, either these lakes or these rivers, on whose bank this bamboo had grown up. And these rivers and these lakes, they had been feeding this bamboo. Payasa, as if milk. They are feeding the water. But they are feeding milk. Matratulya, as if these rivers or these lakes were mothers, and they were feeding this bamboo, water, milk. So this bamboo is a child, son of those lakes and those rivers. And by seeing their son, child now, on the lips of the Lord, these lakes are so jubilant, they're so happy. Don't you see? Look at those lotuses blooming, and those lotuses are like a hair standing on the end of those rivers and those lakes. Seeing those lotuses, vikasita kamala and romanchita, and they think that, look, they're trembling and the hair standing on end, those flowers are like a hair, and they're expressing their joy. Esham vanse jataste taraho madhudhara nimishena ananda ashru mamachuhu. So all these words are there, mamachuhu. They are releasing. And out of so much affection for their offspring, this Venu, this flute, and being very proud and seeing the fortunate position of this flute, they are shedding tears, anandashru. And where are they? They say, look, the sap from the trees, you see sometimes gum also coming down, or liquids are falling down. You cut the tree, or the water coming down. So those waters, that sap, that liquid, that gum, just like a tears of those trees, because they're so happy. And gopis are thinking as if these trees are teasing, "Oh, gopis, you don't get anything, but look at our darling. He's enjoying." A thumbs down for you, gopis, and thumbs up for our son. Look at. And this is yatha arya kula vraddha swavamshe bhagavat sevakam drishtva. Just like this, Sridhar Swami is giving comparison that when in someone's dynasty, some Bhagavat Bhakta, Bhagavat Sevak has taken birth, then those Kula Vraddhas, those elderly folks of the family, now they become very, very happy. And seeing some glorious activities of person, the newly born or young person born in their family and their glorious activities, sometimes they shed tears of joy. So likewise, the trees are shedding tears of joy. And then Bansidhar, another commentator, Futkarena Gyapitveva. This is one idea. This is, some commentaries are quite lengthy, but we have picked out just few. There's an ocean here. We have taken just few drops, which we are just sprinkling. Instead of you taking a dip, you just get a little sprinkle. So, dhanam swami asma. So gopis are thinking that we are swamini of that nectar from Krishna's lotus lips. We are the swamini. We are the proprietors. It is meant for us. But look at this flute is stealing it. And futkarena. And as if they take this sound of the flute or song of the flute is like the flute is saying or alerting or signaling, here I go, I'm drinking the nectar. And you don't get anything, this is me alone, I'm drinking. Like he's making a broadcasting or making announcement, teasing kind of gopis as he is making futkarena, sound of flute is kind of kim chayam na futkaraha. But other gopis say, no, there's something else. This is not futkar, this is not some alerting us or letting us know, here I go, I drink. No, he is sambhogattham mani me eva. Says, no, while he is, flute is drinking the nectar, he's absorbed in drinking the nectar. He doesn't care, he's oblivious to our presence. He just in his own world drinking that nectar, and while drinking he's making some sounds like a children. I was just thinking today, children while they are drinking milk, they make different sounds. They are basic thing what they are doing, they are drinking, but they are making some sounds in between. So those are these sounds, not So he just absorbed. He just absorbed in drinking the nectar. And that's what we are hearing. So that's a quick something from Bamsidhar. And Sanatan Goswami. Aho bata astutaram gopanam bhagyam venorapi bhagyam kim vaktavyam iti. This is a gopi's thought. In a first, they had said, Dhanyo, those coward boys, oh, they are fortunate. Oh, they are so very fortunate. But now they are saying, oh, of course, coward boys are fortunate, but look, the fortune of this flute. Nothing. The fortune of the flute compared to fortune of the gopas is nothing. Look at the good fortune of the Veno, of the Bhagyam. Veno Rapi Bhagyam. Mahabhava Sphurat Unmadataya. And they are saying this in their Mahabhava. And transcendental Unmad, madness. And Sa Irsya Abhilash also. Some jealous, feeling jealous. He is a competitor. He is competing with us. They're feeling jealousy. Ayam asma bhir drashyamana eva nirasadaru mayo venu asmin janmani purvasmin va kim punyam kratavan. They say, this flute certainly has performed very special deeds, either in this life or the previous one. But maybe not, we haven't seen much in this life. He's just near us, he's just a dry bamboo, you know. But maybe he has done something in the previous life. Tat punne gyate vayamapi tadartham yatamahe iti bhava. And they say, let us find out whatever his pious deeds, special acts or yajna he did or whatever charities or mantras he chanted. Something he has done to have that fortunate position. So let us find out. Maybe send some spies or... Let's get the news, let's have the information. And once we know, then we will all do the same thing. We'll perform the similar deeds, and then we will end up also on the lips of Sri Krishna. Smeti vismaye, there's a word sma. In the verse, in the first line, sma at the top. Okay, so vismaya, so they are just amazed. Sma refers to they are amazed. How fortunate is this flute? So that's why word sma is appearing. Yadasma damodaretyadi damodara shabdena yasya asmakam cha tadrasya balya arabhya jatir drasya bhavam kurataya svabha. Yes, they say, they have mentioned here, damodara adhara sudhamapi gopinam, which is meant for gopis, that sudha is meant for gopis. They say, you know, why gopis have mentioned damodara? So they are saying, you know, we know this damodara from his childhood. When this Venu had not even taken birth, now we are around for quite some time. We are contemporary of this Damodar Krishna. We know him since long, long time. We have our old relationship. So they are reminding, we have this samman, swabhavikam sammanda vishesham sushayanti. So very special, balya arabhya says. From our childhood we know this Damodar. It's not a new thing. So we have our right. This is what they are trying to claim. Ata eva gopinam asmakam eva bhogyam. And that is why our claim is first, it is meant for us. Ayamiti punstva nirdeshena tasya tad bhagya ayogyata chaukta. Then they also say that this flute is it's a pulling, it's a masculine in gender. So they are not strees, they are not feminine in nature or gender wise. Since nectar is meant for the ladies, for the feminine, and this Venu is masculine. Get out of there! What are you doing? It's for us. Change the gender and come back. Get out of here. You have no right to be here. Tathapi bhunkte tada upabhogyatvem na sada pivati tasya tada anyat bhogat adarshanat nanu. They say, and this, this flute is just drinking nectar, and just drinking nectar, it just survives just drinking the nectar, that's all. Have anybody seen him eating or drinking anything else here? They're asking gopis. He doesn't eat halwa, no puris, no pakoras. He only drinks. If he would fill up his belly with halva and other items, then he will drink only little adhar sudha, and then rest we could go for it. But he just drinks and drinks and drinks. That's all that he drinks. But then, no, there may be objection to this. Sanatana Goswami raises objection and he also answers. Damodara adharas tat sangan antaram api saras eva drashyate natu shushka asmadaso na kinchida vibhunkte. They say, look at the lips of the of Damodar. They are full of juice. Saras, they're full of juice. It looks like this flute, he's not drinking. His lips are full, they are not empty, they are not niras, they are full of ras. So it looks like he's not giving or they are not drinking the juice of, because they are not shushka, they are not dry lips, empty lips, they are full of ras. But then the point is avashishta rasaha rasamatra yatra bhunkteiva kevalam dravamatram avashishta. But the point is that mention is he drinks, and he only leaves something little, few drops at the bottom of the pot of the nectar. So hence, their conclusion, yes, they are. The flute is certainly drinking constantly. Hey gopyaha, iti tasmad venu janmaneva saubhagyam natu gopi janmaneti kuto ayam gopyo jataha. Then they say, my dear gopis, the Venu Janma, this is to have birth as a Venu, This is a perfection. This is a fortunate thing. Why did we take birth as gopis? Let us die or something. Let's finish our existence. And when we are reborn as a bamboo flute, then we will have that nectar. What good is we have? Kuto yuyam gopyo jata. Why did you become gopis in this birth? Why did you not take birth as the venu or bamboo? Kincha tasya yushmadiya kantasya kare. They say, vadane. I mean, they say, we would not have taken any objection for this flute. If he would be just around Krishna, or even in his heart, that's fine, or in his hand, good, or around there. But why does he have to drink, Being around, that's okay. But why does he have to drink? And swayam sammati vina eva bhunkte. And that too, without any permission. Did he take permission from you, Gopi? From you? No, he did not take permission from nobody. He's just drinking. This is not fair. So these are all different kinds of bhavas or emotions of the gopis, which acharyas, this is their realizations. Yadva avashishto raso rago yatra yadyatha shat. Yeah, there's again Viramait, he doesn't just stop, he just goes, he's just attached, he's just addicted to this drinking juice. And the gopis kind of conclude, there are some other statements, and then Irsha Pakshet, they are jealous and they are just frustrated. This Tasma Samaja Eva Tadrasha. This is the society. There are all kinds of people in the samaj. So one kind is this flute kind. So they're all not equal. Everybody is not considerate. And this flute fellow is one of those in the samaj society. All kinds of Kashyava ko dosha. Why should we blame him? He's not the only one, also they say. There are others also. Because gopis think there are always some disturbances, obstacles on their path meeting Krishna, or if they meet Krishna, then someone drops in, or Madhu Mangal comes. I got rid of Madhu at Prem Sarovar. You got rid of just the bumblebee which was hovering over Radha and Krishna and went away declaring, I got rid of Madhu, but Radharani concluded, you fool, finally I had met him and then you got rid of my Madhu, means Madhupati Sri Krishna, you got rid of him. Although he was sitting next to Kar, but he's jumped to this conclusion that he got rid of my Madhu. So like that, whether Jatila or Kutila or this or that, there are so many parties, members of this society they think they are not favorable. They just don't want us to be together or be happy being together. So this is society, why should we blame this flute? He's not the only one, there are so many others. Gavashya Krishna Mukha Nirgata Venu Gita Piyushamutta Vidakarnapūtai pibantyaha shāvas shāvas snutas snuta stanapaya kavalasmatastur govindam atmani drashashrukalas prashantyaha. And this is more directly about the today's occasion. This Gopi Geet, the Venu Geet, that is Gopastami kind of mood is there. Cows are mentioned. Translation. Using their upraised ears as vessels, the cows are drinking the nectar of the flute song flowing out of Krishna's mouth. The cows, their mouths full of milk from their mother's moist nipples, stand still as they take Govinda within themselves through their tear-filled eyes and embrace him within their hearts. So, you got the idea here. This is the cows there, and there's a calf drinking the milk from the nipples, from the udder of the mother cow. And while that is going on, they hear cow as well as calf hears the flute playing Venu Geet, which is Piyush, like a nectar. And as soon as flute playing takes place, immediately cow is raising the ears and drinking pibantyaha, drinking that nectar. And with the shavaha, with the calf or cows, or all the cows all over Braj, wherever they are in different cow goshalas, while they were drinking the milk of their mother cow's milk, they also heard the flute playing and they had sucked the drinking, their mouth was full with the milk, but they heard the flute playing of Krishna, they just stopped. Everything stopped. And there was a milk in there. Their mouths were full with the milk. They just stood there. And they also did one more thing, that Govinda Atmani, they brought Govinda into their Atma, into their consciousness, with drishya, their drishti, their vision, their seeing, sprashantyaha, and as if they are also touching that Krishna wherever he is, and ashrukalaha, their eyes are full of tears. So this is a effect of that Venu Geet. Sarva Bhuta Manoharam. All the living entities are attracted. Their minds are attracted to the flute playing. And here we see the Gavascha, Gavaha as cows, Shavaha as calf, and they're drinking that flute playing of Krishna, they are drinking, they are touching, sprashantya, as if they are touching Krishna, and also seeing Krishna within their hearts and their minds. So, Sridhar Swami, Virachita Bhava Pradipika, Kshararna shankaya bhitar unnata mithai karna putai pibantya. And I didn't get the sandhi right here. But the what is mentioned here is why the cows raise their ears. No, normally they are like that. You have seen cows? Normally they are like that. And then as soon as there was a flute playing, they did that. Antennas went up. Those Sridhar Swamis, said they could have heard that nectar with their ears normal, hanging down. Why they had to do this all the way? Because they wanted to hold that nectar. This way they would fell down, they would lose. So they are making this karnaputa, karnaputai. Because this is called puta, anjali. And you could hold something there. Karnaputa, anjali. So they wanted to hold that nectar, like this falling down. They wanted to hold it. So that's why they have raised. Satyastatha shavasya vatsasya stanapane pravrataha. And samanantaram eva gitam shrutva. So then, so that happened to the cow, and soon after, not much time, soon after, the calf that was doing stanapan, drinking directly from the nipples, from the udder of the cow, as they heard gitam shrutva, they also raised their ears, held upright, and they started drinking that nectar. But they stopped drinking the milk. Immediately the calf stopped drinking the milk. Milk was in the mouth. They could not even swallow that. They just stopped right there. Mouth was full with the milk. They heard the nectar, and they started drinking nectar and stopped drinking milk. Then Kshrita Kshira Grasa Mukheshu Esham Tastur Vismrita Priya Bahu Ityartha. So Tastu is there. So they stood. The calf just stood. No. Like a stunned. This was one of the Ashtavikara symptoms of ecstasy, or just feeling stunned, motionless, like a pillar, not moving, nothing happening. So that is happening with the cow as well as the calf, and their movement of the mukha. Also, all kriyas are stopping. So externally they become inactive, but internally Govinda drasha margena atmani manasi sprashantyaha alingatyaha. But then there, with eyes, their eyes are going whichever way in the direction Krishna is, in that direction their eyes are, their sight, seeing is going. Like we say, Jagannath Swami, Nayana Pathagami Bhavatume, Nayana Pathagami. Nayan means eyes, and the eyes have some kind of path. Eyes. Nayana Pathagami. Wherever there is Jagannath, let my eyesight go that way. Let my eyes travel in the direction of Jagannath. Nayana Pathagami Bhavatume. So cows and calf, Govinda drasha margina, Atmani inside with their minds. They're going and alingatya, they're touching Krishna. Eva ashruna kala lesha lochaneshu yasa ta gavaste shavaha. And there's observation that the residue of tears, some of the tears are in the eyes, or they have shedding of tears going on before some more tears come. There are only some tears are there, and they are seeing. Before there are more tears and they cannot see, when the eyes are full of tears and they cannot see. So in between, when there are only some tears, lesha, ashruna lesha lochaneshu yasam tagavastesha. So both calf and the cow, they have tears, and they are going, seeing Krishna at a distance, and their eyes, their vision is going in direction of Krishna, and they are embracing Krishna, touching Krishna. And we have some comments from Srila Srimad Jiva Goswami, Kratha Vaishnava Toshani. So, first of all, he's writing the gopis. Yeah, the gopis are not talking about the cow and the calf. This is a lot different from their bhav. The bhav of the cow and the calf is that of vatsalya, vatsalya prem, parental, vatsalya bhav. Cow also thinks Krishna as her calf, or Krishna as her child. Cow would like to feed Krishna her milk. So that bhav, not only elderly ladies of Vrindavan, motherly ladies, but the cows are thinking, this is our cow, Krishna is our child. So they have vatsalya bhav. So, or cow also has a vatsalya towards the calf. So, but the gopis belong to another bhav, another ras, that is madhuri ras, shringar ras. So this virodha bhav, so why should they be talking about this? Well, one thing is that, as we mentioned, only one verse which we just completed, only in that verse they talk directly about madhurya bhav and their relationship, conjugal dealings with Krishna. And every other verse they are talking indirectly. So here they say, priti samanyam she. So this is a general love for Lord. Cows have, everyone has a love for the Lord, love for God. Everyone has sakhya ras, dasya ras, vatsalya ras. They all have in general love for the Lord. So they said that also would be beneficial for us to increase, intensify our love. So they are talking about this cows and the calf. And so there's a comment by they say loke sara sara viveka hinatvena khyata gaopi yusha rupakena mukhyasya mukhasya chandratvam adhikodi chandrata vyanjakena krishna mukha shabdena piyushasya vaishishtyam suchyate. That is, although the cows are cows, after all, they are animals. The sar, asar, right from wrong, or power of discrimination, they lack all this. However, Piyusha Rupena. They are drinking the nectar, Mukhasya, from the face of the Lord. Krishna Mukha, which is in the verse there. So cows are also in a very significant situation, position. Snutapaya iti pathe stam mukhat charitam stayapana matris stana kshiram keshan chitrana charanam. Yeah, there is a talk that both the there's a dropping of the cows also had their mouths filled with the grass. They were eating grass, and the calf, their mouths were full with the milk. But that is also being dropped. Some of that is getting dropped there while they are Atmani Manasi Govinda Sprashantyaha, while they are meditating upon Govinda. Ashrudharaya Drishtya Achadanad Manaseiva Pashantya. So there's some kind of, what is this Achadan? Okay. So, alright. Ashrudharaya. Okay. Got that. So, we made a brief mention before. So, their eyes are sometimes full of tears and so full that their eyesight, they don't see anything. They're covered up and they miss Krishna, kind of. And they drop some, calf is dropping the milk from its mouth, and cows are dropping the grass from its mouth also. And finally, if we could get this, Stri Jati Nam. This is Vishwanath Chakravarti. Can you come here? No, I may need to help here. What is this? Okay. Yeah. All right. So, there's one point in the beginning of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Says they're just pointing out that everyone is attracted to Krishna. The cows are attracted. You name it, and they're all attracted. Even the calf, just newly born, not even fully conscious, just little baby calf, and they are attracted to Krishna. So if we are attracted, why should there be any objection? What's the big deal? Or why should there be objection if we are also attracted to that Krishna? Because he is simply all attractive. Mohane is Mohan, Manmohan, Madan Mohan. We have crossed the limit of our time. However, we wanted to briefly talk about Gopastami. And then, as we said, this is how much we could cover from the Gopi Gita, like about half in this limited time and few days we had at our disposal. So rest is, could consider that as a homework for you. So be good students. read the rest. And if Krishna permits, or we may continue sometime in future, here or elsewhere. You are here also? Okay, I'll talk a little bit for 10 minutes and then we'll. So, Gopāṣṭami ki jai. You have darshan of Krishna Balaram. Amazing. Vichitra Vesho. Amazing. Yeah? Radharani is dressed as Gopa. Oh, I didn't take note of that. Yeah. Radhe. So, it's a big occasion. In Krishna's life, it was a very big occasion. Where is it? Because on this day, is a Gopāṣṭami. Yeah. That Shuklāṣṭami, today is Shuklāṣṭami, Kārtikeya, month of Kārtik. And this is remembered as Gopāṣṭami. Budhai, by intelligent, wise people, celebrate this as Gopāṣṭami. The reason being, tad dīnāt vāsudeva abhut gopaha. On this day, Sri Krishna, he became Gopa, generally known as Gopal. And prior to this day, he was just Vatsapa. He was just Vatsapa, calf. He was calf-herd boy prior, before. On this day, Gopāṣṭami of this month, Kartik month, Krishna becomes Gopal Krishna Bhagavan ki jai. It's also mentioned that tatascha go paugandavayaha shrito braje, as Krishna attained pauganda age, that is age 6 through 10, pauganda age. Before that is he was Kumar, and now he has become pauganda. Babhuvatu stau, stau means both, two, both Krishna and Balaram, they have entered this pauganda age. Pashupala sammato, there was a big Ishta Goshti in Vrindavan. Elderly gopas had a whole debate and discussion. And the agenda was, should Krishna be given the charge of the cows, or he should continue with the cow herding? But then on this day, it was Pashupala Sammata, everyone agreed that Gascharayanto, that he could become cowherd boy. So Sakhibhihi Samam Padai Vrindavanam Punyamativa Chakratuhu. So immediately as he was promoted from Vatsapal to Gopal position, Sakhibhihi, along with his friends, Vrindavanam, is entering Vrindavan and making it Punyam Ativa Chakratu, making it all auspicious Vrindavan as he begins cow herding with Sakhibi along with the friends. As a calf herd, he was allowed only to go kind of outskirts of the forest, or only a little bit into the forest, because they were just little boys and the parents were worried about so many things. So they had instructions, don't go too much deep into the forest, okay? And Balaram was given instruction, make sure this happens. So, but now they are elderly and they are going all over Vrindavan and making Vrindavan Punyam Ativa Chakratu. So that day was a very special occasion. Every day Mother Yashoda would do some kind of puja, chanting mantras for protection of our sons, Krishna and Balaram. But this day, on this day, there was a special puja and special mantras. The priests had come and they were chanting mantras as the cows were walking out of Nandagram, and they were all decorated cows, all kinds of decorations mentioned, including their horns were plated with gold, and the bells around their necks, and powders and colors, and the cowherd boys, Krishna and Balaram especially, were dressed so very beautifully, and everyone else, all the cowherd boys also were dressed for this special occasion. And with the chanting of the mantras, whole Vrindavan, Nandagram was well decorated, and they're walking out. There was also talk, not necessarily that day, but Yashoda, and it was very hard for Yashoda to let Krishna go to the forest. When this was proposed for first time, when he had to only was going to be calf herd, there was a whole debate between Nanda and Yashoda. The boys wanted to go out herding, at least calf herding, doesn't matter. Let us do the calf herding, but let us go. But the Mother Yashoda was not in favor. Nanda Maharaj was in favor. Yashoda was the mother, was not in favor. There's a whole debate going on. And okay, he could go for some days, but some days he has to stay behind, okay? And then some days he would stay. It was date to stay behind. And then Yashoda would see Balaram is going, other coward boys are going, and Krishna is not going, and she would be happy. Okay, he's following my command. He's a good boy. He's not going into the forest today. He will be home at home all day long. Thinking like this, she would get busy with her household duties. And she would check on Krishna whether he's still around. But sometimes she would find Krishna running behind Balaram and coward boys, and they already have gone some distance. And while mother was busy, he thought, this is a good time now. Let me go join. And Mother Yashoda would take note of that, and she would begin running behind him. And Krishna is running to catch up with Balaram. But now he has taken note that, oh, Mother Yashoda is running. And Balaram, brothers, he's trying to run faster, but he's looking behind, and Yashoda is trying to catch up. And the whole scenes. And finally, Krishna has reached Balaram. He's catching hold of Balaram. And Yashoda has come. He's trying to drag him. And Balaram is trying to hold on to Krishna. And this whole battle going on, tug of war. No, mother, let him go, let him go. All the boys also, we want him to go. Then she lets him go. So this kind of, sometimes he proposes, you know, today I would like to go with you. You want to go to forest? Yes, I would like. Then take me also. I want to be with you. What would you do there? I could cook hot lunch for you. Yes. Then Krishna and Balaram say, no, no, this is not a good idea. Then Balaram says, no, mother, You know, our real purpose of going to the forest is we like to play. Playing, we like to play. If you come, we have to be in your lap and you have to be around you and you're going to be chastised, hey, come, come, time for lunch and this. You know, mother, just let us go, you know. We like, you stay behind, let us go. And so, in the forest also, of course, you have given your lunch packets, you're cooking, but for the kanda, mula, phala, there's nice crystal clear waters, fruits and this and that. We enjoy that nice salad and all those things. And also, you know, we go to protect the residents of Braj. That meant we have to kill demons sometimes. I kill demons. What? You kill demons. Don't be afraid, mother. Why are you scared? And then he finally lets Krishna and Balaram go. So there are dealings of this sort. He was a cow-herd boy, but then the cows had hard time also. Cows are thinking, every day he's going with the calf, cows. Why is he not going with us? So all the cows, they had some kind of get together. They resolve, tomorrow if he doesn't go with us, we will not go to the forest. And that is what happened. Next day he was not going. And the cows were being dragged out of Vrindavan. But the cows would run back and come all gathered in front of Nanda Bhavan. We want Krishna, we want Krishna, we want Krishna. Go with us. In their own language, they were expressing those feelings. So then, that was also the reason is Pashupala Sammato, the elderly gopas had to take this decision, let Krishna become a cowherd boy, go with the cows. And so he was in this new assignment, taking care of the cows, and it's a very amazing festival. All over Braj today, they celebrate this festival, decorate cows, and so there are lots of pastimes. And but we'll stop here. But you don't go. We need you. Parvati Mother, the remaining few minutes we have before Damodar Ashtak, we would like to make you Prabhupada conscious. Is there another microphone also? Huh? You want to go first? The Mother Parvati, Mataji, she is in charge of a lot of things around here, including Srila Prabhupada's Samadhi Maintenance Fund. She is very much behind this for some time now, and she has a whole proposal which is there, not just black and white, but four colors. And she had circulated here yesterday, and she had been circulating this around for some time now. So she would like to remind our obligation towards that fund maintenance of Prabhupada Samadhi. So please hear and respond positively.